Greatness, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Hip, hip, hooray, let's give a cheer. It's 9 a.m., the signal's clear. Our favorite host is in the chair. The Truman Show is on the air.
It's The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County.
The Truman Show is on the air. The Truman Show is on the air.
Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. Going to have a great day, a fun day. I always have a lot of fun when I have Mr. Dan Whittle on, and we're going to be talking about some neat stuff. And I want to let you know that part of the show is brought to you by Premier Six, and that's at Jackson Heights, right off Broad Street. And I want to give you a list. Of course, that's what I consider our Prince's Theater. And most of the people that I know who go there are people who enjoyed the old theaters, like the Princess Theater and all the nostalgia that went with it. And it's just like going in there because they treat you just like you're something special as soon as you walk in the door and want to make sure you're taken care of. And they're showing this week Endless Love, PG-13, Winter's Tale, PG-13, RoboCop, PG-13. I think that's probably a love story. Lego Movie, PG, which I saw last night. My wife and I went there, and just absolutely, you can take your grandkids, anybody there, but everybody can enjoy that movie. Labor Day, PG-13, That Awkward Moment, rated R, Lone Survivor, rated R, a really tough movie to watch, but it's a great movie. So if you like action and things that are true to life, go see that movie.
Love is in the air this morning.
Yes,
Truman.
Yes, it's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
I'd like to wish my wife a happy Valentine.
And my wife Patricia, Valentine's Day. My friend Hilda,
and all Regina, the ladies in Rutherford County.
All the ladies, yes, sir.
Yeah, and you can find out where was I? Okay,
I'm sorry.
You can check out goseeamovie.com or call 896-4100 for their movie hotline for times and ticket prices. That's goseeamovie.com or call 896-4100. And don't forget, Monday through Wednesday, get popcorn for only $1.75, and that's Pop Fresh Daily. I'll see you at the Premier Six Movie Theater on Broad and Jackson Heights, and that could be any time because that's where I go to escape everything is Premier Six.
You have been good for that theater, and that theater has been good for our community.
Oh, it really has. There's nothing like a theater that draws everybody together because that's where you can go relax, escape, and just almost take up another identity.
Well,
while you're there.
It feels like my old theater back in my hometown in Missouri, and everybody knew one another. We'd sit and eat popcorn together, and I go back to first and second grade with my memories in the small family-owned theaters.
I am surprised that Canalo had a theater.
Well, it was very rare for a small town to have a theater, and it was packed all the time.
When you went in it, I guess you knew just about everybody.
Oh,
well,
we did.
Of course you did, unless somebody was just traveling through town.
And yesterday I came into contact. I'd been looking for this girl that I went to first and second grade with before they moved to Alaska. Her dad was
Does
an
Pat
educator.
Does Pat know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I finally found Brenda Harlan, and we would sit in the theater together and watch those shoot 'em up cowboy movies.
Oh,
in
wow.
First and second grade.
I Did you wear your
her.
Cowboy hat and
oh,
boots
yeah.
and all that
oh,
stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had the double holsters. I mean,
this yeah. day and time, they would arrest you as you went through the door.
But one thing, my book, Canalu, People, Culture, Boot Hill Town,
yeah.
it has renewed friendships that I had back in the 40s,
wow.
1940s and stuff. And
what a blessing.
Yeah. And such as Brenda. I had looked for Brenda Harlan for 30 years and uh-huh. had not been able to find her, even with the internet. And uh-huh. yesterday I found her in Texas, and we communicated back and forth all day long on the internet and stuff.
Well, I have to admit to you, I worried about you driving over to Missouri because you were driving over there for a book signing, which is an tribute to you in the book that you've written, because I've had a John Blankenship wanted me to tell you. He called me this morning. He wanted to tell you how much he's enjoyed reading your book. He said it's a fascinating book.
It is a good book. It's about a fascinating group of people, a very brave people. They went into the swamp. Kanalu was a frontier town. The rest of America had passed over to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until 1902 that the original settlers went into this swamp.
Hmm.
And they went in after the timber, and they actually lived in tents and on stilts and boardwalks above the swamp water, like Real Foot Lake is on the Tennessee side of the Mississippi. Well, it was that way on the Missouri side before that swamp was drained. My family came online in the 1930s as farmers after that swamp was drained. That six counties that's featured in this book produces 30% of Missouri's total agricultural output. That's how rich that soil is under that swamp water that's been drained now. And the drainage project and the dredging project, over 550,000 acres of land in that swamp, mm-hmm. is a bigger project than the Panama Canal. Not as famous as the Panama Canal, but it's the biggest project in U.S. history.
So what goes on in Kanalu? Now, you've been here a long time.
Yeah.
In Rutherford County in Tennessee.
Well, today, sadly to me, Kanalu is an economic ghost town. When I grew up, we had seven little groceries, three blacksmith shops, a bank, a three-story hotel, a three-story high school. Now it's a ghost town. Don't even have a pay telephone on Main Street. So our little Main Street is void of any commerce. There's about 350 people still live there, mm-hmm. but there's no commerce at all.
What drove the people away? We see towns here in Tennessee that have not grown, and they stay pretty much the same. I think a lot of the people like it that way. But the commerce or the ways for people to make a living are not available within their own boundaries, but they spread out and go other places. Well, is there not a way that they can do that around Kanalu?
Kanalu made a mistake back in the 1950s. They turned out a garment factory. Mm-hmm. They turned it down. Well, when the big thrashing machines and the cotton picking machines came online, mm-hmm. that eliminated 80% of the jobs in the area. So that's why everybody left the Boot Hill farming country. They went to St. Louis mainly and to Flint and Detroit, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And I've seen studies by the car makers in St. Louis and Flint. They're like Middle Tennessee. Nissan is very quick to hire Middle Tennessee men and women because of their work ethic.
Yeah, that's what they said when they
came
in.
The St. Louis car makers and the Michigan car makers had that same relationship with Boot Hill people. We were good workers. We treated their equipment just like we would a farm tractor back on the farm. The foundation chapter of the Kanalu book, which we can't keep stock of, it's selling so fast. It's even out on Amazon now, but they sold out. The foundation lady in the chapter was Florence Robinson Poe. She crossed the Mississippi in a covered wagon in 1898 with her family. Mm-hmm. She lived to be 112, died in 2010.
Wow.
All right. She lived, one of those rare individuals on Earth, lived in parts of three different centuries.
Oh, isn't that
all
something?
All right. She floated into Kanalu in 1902 on a log raft and in a John boat with their animals or livestock waiting mm-hmm. behind. Her daddy went into the swamp with his oxen to market them and dragging out the heavy timber mm-hmm. and the logs, and but her recounting, she recalls catching fish out of her bedroom window.
Wow.
She recalls a panther, a big black panther, nearly killing her younger brother. Like I said, she granted me three different interviews, one at 105, one at 110, and one at 112 a few months before she passed away.
And probably extremely bright.
She could recall a century ago, or she could call last week what she fixed for breakfast.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. That's one thing I'd really like about your book, are the different characters that you're able to interview. I mean, when you go right down through it, there was nobody more interesting than your dad. I mean,
he was
you could write a book just on him.
He was a dude. He was a farmer. But he was a dude. He dressed snappy. He liked expensive shoes.
Unlike you.
he was a hat man.
Yeah. And like you.
I love hats. And he was a hardworking farmer, good farmer. In fact, he practiced soil rotation, crop rotation, 20 years before it became popular.
Mm-hmm.
But in non-farming months, he was a riverboat gambler.
Now, that is a story all in itself. He because knew, you think about all the lore of the West and the people that were interested, nobody was more so than the riverboat gambler.
And he had friends out of Chicago, some of the people that ran with Al Capone. He would catch the riverboats at Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and Cairo, Illinois. And he would be gone a week or two at a time. And every once in a while, he would let me go with him to Cairo, not on the riverboats, but on the gambling casinos at Cairo, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
We had two rules. Don't tell your mama where we've been, and don't say a word while you're sitting on my knee gambling.
I was going to ask you, did mama know about that?
Cause I never told mama.
I'll guarantee you, Miss Ruby would not have been happy. Now tell me, since everything has changed so much, who lives in the Canalou area? Is it owned by just a few people?
Landowners. It's very the wealthy landowners.
Yeah.
And then the ne'er-do-wells.
Yeah.
It's a very economically depressed. In fact, Pemiscot County, adjacent to New Madrid County, my home county, is the poorest county in America.
Wow.
Poverty is rambunctious there. It really depresses me economically to go back and see how that country has gone down, economically speaking. No jobs. Southeast Missouri State has branched out and is helping in the education matters, and they've got campuses now scattered all over Southeast Missouri, which is helping the people educate themselves and get better jobs.
Are they educational depressed also as far academically? Are the schools... Are they still operational to a certain level?
They have made a mistake in America like the rest of America. I think when they went away from our small community schools, they made America has made a big mistake. Now they have the big countywide school. There's 2,000 or 3,000 students there, but it's a conglomerate school, no individuality. We had my little school, high school, Canalou School of Advanced Thinking and Higher Ciphering is what we call our little high school.
Yeah, the Wizard of Oz gave up out those diplomas.
And anyway, that little school only existed 30 years. Mm. We produced 48 professional educators through our high school.
Wow.
So we had some of the best teachers in the world. And we have people now scattered all over the world due to the teachers and the good work ethic that our parents and grandparents taught us.
You know, that's amazing that there are always people wanting to get their hands on education who have no experience, no background for education, and wanting to reform it. And those type of things are always just a disaster.
I hope the teachers rally, unite.
So do I.
And tell the parents really what is going on.
Yeah.
I think we're in dangerous waters right now.
We are.
As a country because of our education. We're taking the control out of the classroom and into the political arena, and that's not right. As a parent, as a grandparent, I want those teachers doing their jobs. They know their profession. They know how to teach.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you'll have a scud bag, but I admire teachers. I think they're called, just like preachers and nurses. I think good teachers are called by the good Lord to do what they do.
You look at over 200 years of success for this great nation in the platform where it all works out of is in the classroom and our teachers, and that's why we have been a success.
Last week was my first official three-city book tour, mm-hmm. and I had to cancel out the last city with Dexter, Missouri, because we ran out of books in Cape Girardeau and Sikeston. The first one at my book signing was my old high school basketball coach and principal.
Wow.
He said he thought he'd ever thought I'd amount to anything. Roger Sherman is his name. And we talked old times and could have talked 2 hours. But we talked about education. And he agrees with me that when we went from small community schools, we made a big mistake. If I had my rathers, I'd rather Eagleville have their school system. Walter Hill. Mm-hmm. I'd like their school system to still be K-12. Las Casas. I would be for the small community high school.
It brought strength to the communities, but unfortunately, as communities grow, counties grow like ours, it's just exploded. I guess it would be just almost impossible to have that.
Yeah. One funny thing happened at the Saxton Book Signing, Truman, at the historic Saxton Train Depot Museum. One of my chapters in my book details a shootout there in the 1920s of a man from Canalou and a man from Saxton, and they shot each other dead there, fighting over commerce, over who could haul the trunks on and off the railroad trains. But at this depot, I was signing books, and people were lined up, and I heard this little lady tell another little lady, said, "You know, Danny Whittle was my boyfriend back in fifth grade," and the other little lady said, "No, he was my boyfriend back in fifth grade," and everything.
Hey, well, I say one thing. You're a good-looking fella. You got pictures in there in the book. I said, "Who is this guy?"
And needless to say, I didn't confess to anything. I signed their books and got them on through the line. But one was located in one town, and another was located in another town. So I had two girlfriends in fifth grade.
You know, I have two really selfish motives, I guess, for your book to become extremely successful. I want it to be for you, and I want it to be for your community, because sometimes things like this will stimulate a community and get it actually operational and going full blast again. And I hope that happens, and there's a possibility of that.
Well, we're going to have a school reunion, a community reunion in September. Mm-hmm. That hadn't been done. Mm-hmm. And then we got another reunion in another neighboring town in October. Mm-hmm. That's bringing the people together, primarily because of this book.
Now, it's becoming successful already, and you haven't done any advertisements. Mm-mm. Or anything like that.
It's been word of mouth.
And people are, it's strange to me that you drove all the way to Missouri to do book signings, and they should have had a large number of your books there. And I think, how many did you say they had on hand?
I've sold 350, and the university has marketed 350.
And I was thinking probably 3,000 or 4,000 books, because you ran out in a very short period of time of books.
And I don't know how many books Amazon has sold, but they're also out of books. So I'm out of books right now, and Amazon is out of books right now, but we've got another cycle of publishing coming on. I apologize to people for that.
Well, all the people that are wanting your books now, what is it going to take for them to get a book for themselves?
Wait about 3 weeks, and we'll be back on Amazon, and I'll have a personal book signing. I'll go back to Missouri, to Dexter, Missouri, and do that book signing as soon as I get books in my hand. They were lined up, although we got on the radio and said that book signing day is canceled. They were still 30 or 40 people showed up.
Wow.
And I hate that. Yeah. But this book, and I'm very humbled by this. This
humbled.
Book is humbled. Mm-hmm. And this book is selling faster than any book that's been previously published by the Southeast Missouri State University at the Cultural of Regional History, at the Center for Regional History. Mm-hmm. It's selling faster than any they've ever had.
There, a lot of people are calling you the male Margaret Mitchell. Is that true?
I've been called many names in my life. Thank you very much. And you originated some of them.
Yes, I did. And I think I really do believe that all of them fit you perfectly.
I think that's one reason I've enjoyed my newspaper career so much. Mm-hmm. Is some way the good Lord's worked it out. I get to write about real people doing real things. Mm-hmm. To get through this sometimes tough old world.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the readers have picked up on, because the ordinary person is just as important to me as the congressman or the town mayor.
You know, we are in a world right now that you go to a movie, and especially for the kids, you've got all these superheroes that are indestructible, that can do unbelievable things that even Superman couldn't even think about 50, 60 years ago. But the real truth of the matter is the real heroes are the ones who lead everyday lives, that struggle, through either sickness, financial problems, having to work hard for their kids, wives taking care of husbands, husbands taking care of wives, those type things in unusual situations or just normal situations. Everybody out there that's listening on the radio right now, and all the people in our community, every one of them are heroes. And I am so glad that you help promote that, because people need to be recognized for some of the unbelievable things that they do, and they never complain. They just get through life going.
You have the base. I call him the baseball man. Mm-hmm. On pretty regular. Look at the thousands of lives that he touched as a volunteer.
Yeah,
coach.
You're talking about Larry Stewart.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the man who was a scout for the White Sox.
Jack Jolly.
Look at the lives these men touched.
Yeah.
Virtually out of the goodness of their hearts.
Yeah.
And one thing about Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, and I like it. I like it to be called the volunteer state.
Yeah.
And that has a lot of different meanings.
Yeah.
But volunteerism is strong here in this community.
It is, because people reach out and they understand the needs of other people, and they're willing to do the sacrifice, or just people who give of their time are more rewarded and blessed than the people that are actually receiving.
And good things make good things happen.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was at the Arts Center in Cannon County. I met this lady, and she suggested I do a story with a man named Britt Knox. You remember the famous editorial cartoonist Jack Knox with the Nashville Banner back in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s?
Yeah.
But Britt Knox lives at Woodbury.
Mm-hmm.
He's a highly decorated Vietnam veteran.
Yes, wow.
Fixing to go back, preparing to go back for the first time in Vietnam. He's one of those, probably a throwback man, because he doesn't talk about it a lot. You know what I mean? Like a World War II.
He needs to get a hold of Greg Tucker.
Anyway, I'm going to put them in touch together. But anyway, Monday I'm meeting Britt, and he's going to let me do a story on what he went through in Vietnam. There you have another quiet hero.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to talk him into letting me do the story.
We have heroes that have come out of a difficult situation where, and I'm hopeful that this country has learned a lesson, is that we lose so many great people when you go into skirmishes like Vietnam, Korea, in the Middle East, and it's politically controlled. You go in for certain reasons, but you don't go in a war type mode where you go in to win the war. You just go in and try to just protect things, but yet you've got your hands tied behind you by decisions that are made in Washington and places like that. And I hope we've learned that lesson, because we've lost so many great people, so many heroes that have been taken away from us. And I can name you many, many of the my friends that have gone that way. But this country is great. This country can go out and win any war it wants to win. And it's just one of those things. The leadership has to be prepared to make the sacrifice, not for our guys and our ladies, but they have to make the sacrifice to go in and do what you have to do to win a war. And hopefully we never have to get into that situation again.
Harry Truman is one of my heroes from Missouri, the most famous person to come out of Missouri, him and Mark Twain. But Harry Truman, he did the big bomb to win. It stopped the
Japanese. The toughest decision ever a president had to make.
In contrast, Harry Truman's a paradox.
We're talking about MacArthur now.
We're talking about MacArthur when... Mm. Korea is when we started this non-winning wars.
Yeah.
We didn't go in to win.
Yeah.
And it was...
policed action.
Yeah. And I'm like you. I don't agree with that. If we're going to go to war and risk our men, our valuable youth and men and women, soldiers, let's go in and use everything we've got to bring it to an end.
Yeah, we knew that when we went into World War I, World War II, we had an enemy. And it was the enemy against the world, and it was a whole nation that was the enemy. It wasn't broken down into certain groups and things like that, and where you didn't know who the enemy was and who the enemy wasn't. I mean, you could have young kids that were the enemy, but yet you were trying your best to protect them during the time, and it's an unwinnable situation.
We had the Malden Air Base, a training air base at Malden, Missouri, near my hometown, and at Blytheville, Arkansas, they had an air base. There were a lot of planes during training planes in that crashed in southeast Missouri because they liked to fly over that barren land and could land them anywhere if they got in trouble, just about. But even in that remote rural area, they had blackout nights. Mm-hmm. They would meet the soldiers on the trains as they passed through our little town and hand out sandwiches and stuff. The students from our little high school would be taken to the post office and look at the patriotic signs on the walls, loose lips, sink ships. Mm-hmm. They would go to the post office and buy these stamps that helped fund the war. My daddy was a farmer. Therefore, he didn't have a gasoline ration. Mm-hmm. But my daddy would slip around and give the preachers and stuff gasoline out of our farm tanks just to keep them going in the community and help keep the morale. So America has always been there for the downtrodden and for the needy. And like you say, our enemies in World War II were well-defined, and we knew what it was.
Yeah. That's the difference because... Yeah. You see the news talking about certain leaders that this group needs to be the one that's in charge of Syria. No, the rebels need to be the one in charge of Syria. We don't know enough. I mean, we have groups go there, intelligence groups and things like that. But it all ends up, we end up giving them money from the taxpayers here to back one side or the other.
And they end up kicking our butt.
Yeah. And it's happened time after time after time. It's about time to say, hey, if they want to fight in Colombia or some other country, let them do so. And, you know, it's up to them. Every country has its own responsibilities to take care of what it is. And we've become the champion of the whole world. And where is it getting us? We're the ugly Americans.
Yeah.
It's amazing. All right. Now, let's get back, because I wanted to get back to this part about Canalu. Well, Brian just walked in, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Dan Whittle, and we're going to talk a little bit more about his
book. Brian's a real radio man.
Yeah, he really is.
How many avenues have you taken but still keep coming back to the road asking yourself, how do I find my purpose in life? Have you ever set goals for yourself and lacked that extra oomph to see them through? If not, it's time to start. If so, what has kept you from achieving them? I'm Jean Jenkins, and I'm a certified Christian life coach. I can help you find your passion and purpose, help you attain them, and hold you accountable. Maybe you lack the self-esteem to do any of the above. I have the desire to help you see your worth, passions, and goals in life. Through life coaching, you can build a greater self-esteem so you can approach life with a determination to pursue your goals with inspiration and a burning desire to achieve them. You'll expand your possibilities through accountability. In the end, you'll be inspired, motivated, and willing to step out of that box that's constrained you so you can reach your goals with a greater love for yourself. For more info, go to findingyou.com. That's findingewe.com. You can't take care of other things until you take care of yourself. Start off the year by investing in you.
When you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, At Home Care is ready to sit down with you and help you devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs.
Hi, I'm Laura Kendrick. I'm the finance manager here. One of the most rewarding things about my job is I get to be in contact with the home care aides that we have. They have a real heart for our clients.
Everybody needs a little help now and then, and At Home Care is here to help.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Tuning. I'm the HR manager at Home Care. We at Home Care want to hire the best health care aides for those who really want to stay in their homes. We want people who care and go over, above, and beyond. We do background checks to make sure that we do have the best. We stress that it's a heart that matters and that the people depend on them for their needs. Some of our clients have no one else and may be their only contact for the day.
Find out more at homecaretn.com or by calling 713-4639.
Two governing councils meet. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. Police Chief Glenn Chrisman stopped by the Valentine's Eve meeting at the Murfreesboro City Council to reiterate that the police headquarter relocation to North Highland Avenue will result in huge taxpayer savings. A new building from scratch would cost about $50 million. Renovation of an existing one comes at $25 million. Also last night, payments for the custom trucks allocated to the fire department at the last council meeting were approved and seven public hearings were held to rezone properties throughout the city to little fanfare. It was a quiet evening at the February 13th meeting of the Rutherford County Commission. While no reports were given by five of the commission's seven committees, the Budget, Finance, and Investment Committee did approve a contract for the purchase of property at 224 North Walnut, the Daily News Journal property, a value of $600,000, the Daily News Journal moving to smaller headquarters. Property will be used to build a proposed four-story parking garage for judicial parking, which will accommodate an estimated 400 vehicles. The new parking garage will cost about $7 million to build. Local nonprofit Special Kids is proud to announce Nissan North America as its presenting sponsor for the 15th annual Special Kids Golf Classic, Thursday, May 8th, at Indian Hills Golf Course in Murfreesboro. The 15-year-old tournament will follow a four-person scramble format, with each team starting at various holes. Players can choose between the morning or afternoon tournament flights. For each flight, registration fees will be $500 per team and $125 per individual. We are all over the social media. Like us on Facebook.com/WGNS Radio. And follow our breaking news tweets at WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan. You are up to date. And this is WGNS News.
Brought to you by
Kestner Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad, across from the Chevy dealer.
If you've been told that you have to live with pain, relief is possible. I want to help. Call us at 895-1253 for a free consultation.
That update brought to you by Whitman Sampler Valentine Chocolates. Whitman Sampler is America's favorite box of chocolates. Give her melt-in-your-mouth chocolates for Valentine's Day. Give her the Whitman Sampler.
Bud's Tire has been helping Rutherford County with tires, oil changes, brakes, and more since 1987. This is Kay Mitchell, and even though we opened Bud's Tire in 1987, Bud started changing tires with his father next to the old hardware store in the 1950s. Just as it was true in the 50s, it is still true today. At Bud's Tire, you will always get friendly customer service. Visit Bud's Tire on the Old Woodbury Highway or call us at 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Get well, live well at Northside Healthcare.
Here at Northside, we're a skilled nursing and rehabilitation center. If you get injured and you have to have surgery, but you're not quite able to go home, our facility acts as a transition place where you can come and get all the therapy, the one-on-one attention, and make sure that all of your meals are taken care of. We have activities for everybody to do.
Northside Healthcare on East MTCS Drive beside Middle Tennessee Christian School.
WeatherEye.
We'll see a few scattered rain showers here for this afternoon. Cloudy skies, a high into the upper 40s. And we'll have winds out of the southwest around 5 to 15 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 43.
This is your Good Neighbor Network. WGNS Murfreesboro. WETVLP Murfreesboro. W263AI Murfreesboro. And W270AF Murfreesboro. The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Now more than ever, count on WGNS. The Truman Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
And welcome back with Dan Whittle. And this part of the show is brought to you by Metal Max Roofing and Siding, located at 900 Captain Joe Fulton Drive, one of our local heroes. And that's just off Middle Tennessee Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. Metal roofs are beautiful, resistant to wind damage, roof rust, and many are less expensive than asphalt shingles. They offer factory direct pricing so you can buy your roofing and siding materials straight from the manufacturer without the middleman. Go by and see their friendly staff today and let them show you over 20 different colors of Metal Max Roofing and Siding. And you can give them a call. It's 494-1693, 494-1693. And you can visit them on the website. It's www.metalmax.com. Well, Dan, I was going to get back to Canalu. And you had mentioned earlier about the rich soil, the rich land that is there. Has it not ever gone back to the growing the special crops like cotton and
it is going back to cotton to some extent, a limited extent. After we quit farming in Missouri and we moved Mother to Tennessee with us, our farm became a rice farm. And because that heavy gumbo land holds water so well. And so now there's thousands of acres of rice being grown where I grew up. We were cotton, soybeans, corn, and wheat farmers primarily.
So you do have a special industry going on that it is successful.
Cotton
right
is
now.
Making
because you
a
see
comeback.
A lot of that around yeah. here. But I can remember growing up in this community, we had Nashville to go to, but there was very few jobs around here. I mean, you had the square and you had the businesses on the square and the local stores and those type things. But as people were going and getting their education and looking for more and more jobs, this community decided it was going to make the effort to make sure the jobs were available for our kids and grandkids. And it's happened. Now, we may gripe about the traffic, which I'm the world's worst, and all the other things going on here.
I came out from Smyrna, my hometown of Smyrna, this morning, and I happened to come out at the same time they had a shift change at Nissan.
Yeah.
So it added 20 minutes. And I made a resolution to myself 5 years ago that I would never complain about Nissan traffic because of all the great jobs it brings to us. My wife's in real estate. It benefits us as business people. Mm-hmm. Those great jobs are why we have such a great community. State Farm was a big economic trigger when it located here. Tommy Bragg and the mayor and the town manager here and the city council here have been recruiting modern-day businesses,
right.
scientific-related businesses, high-technology businesses. Mm-hmm. And so we still have a great economic base here with good paying jobs.
You think of all the areas that have been depressed over the last 20 years. Rutherford County has not been one of those because the leadership has seen that as they bring in those really high quality jobs. And it's one of those where our people here have not been the type of jobs that they know that they're going to lose those jobs and they're going to move somewhere else. This community right here is a magnet for bringing in the things that we need here in our community, and it's going to keep on growing. Now, we're going to complain and we're going to say, man, I wish it was like it was back in the early 50s when we could walk 2 or 3 miles somewhere, go to the theater, see all of our old buddies, and everything was just almost perfect. It was almost like utopia type of setting.
Well, a lot goes into that, Truman, because of the education, MTSU, Motlow, the great high schools we have here, the great Murfreesboro City Schools that we have here. But it mainly goes back to having a good workforce.
Yeah.
We have people who's willing to work for an honest day's pay.
Thank goodness that NAFTA did not hurt us as bad as it has in other
and
areas.
And we almost lost the Nissan plant during when that was taking place. Jerry
Benefield
and the Chamber of Commerce people and some civic leaders, the mayors of Smyrna, Mayor Ridley, they rallied and helped save the Nissan plant from being moved to Mexico.
And think of all the other states and communities that did not have that strength to be able to save all those jobs. We've seen them over the last 20 years, just one right after another, where the companies really who should be more responsible than what they are. I mean, when you get right down to the almighty dollar and making more money and being competitive, this is a capitalistic country, but it needs to be capitalism with a heart in a lot of areas, because when you destroy whole communities, you're not doing anybody a service. Yeah. And really the countries that they're going to when they've got all this cheap labor, that's what it's all about, being competitive in business. They're just something that really boils inside of us when that happens.
I I count Congressman Bart Gordon and Kent Siler, his chief of staff, as local heroes. Joe Jackson, he was a local hero. He helped save Nissan. Roger Haley was innovative, and they helped save Nissan. They've helped bring modern-day jobs to the community. And so, to me, they're just as much heroes as Davy Crockett and all the boys that we read about in the old history books.
It's just something that now we're going back in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s where people joined together and worked toward one common goal, and that's make their communities better and be able to also make their home lives better. And that reaches out to everybody. And that's one thing that as you get larger and just like the things that go in Washington right now and in our own state government, a lot of the things that happen are not done in a logical, just take your time, let's see what this is going to do to help all the people. But everything's confrontational now. It's hard to get everybody together.
One special interest group against another special interest group. Being Valentine's Day, talking about heroes, I like to send a special Valentine to Christine Huddleston.
Oh, yes.
Christine had a stroke a couple of months ago, mm-hmm. and is doing real well. A friend of mine, she's out at NHC. For therapy and is doing real well. As you know, Christine is a fighter. She's a tiger. She's in her 80s.
And fighting for everybody else but herself, usually.
Fights for everybody else, and she's done that for 50 years. Mm-hmm. She heads the Room in the Inn program here that takes homeless men, women, and children in. And Christine, why she's been so successful, she has a tough love. Mm-hmm. She makes these men and women who are able to go out and get jobs if they stay at the Room in the Inn. And she encourages them to reestablish their own credibility, their own pride and dignity. But Christine has done this as a volunteer all of her adult life, for more than 50 years, actually. What a hero.
Yes, she is. Heroine. Yes, yeah. She is. And Christine, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's, Christine.
So there's a lot of people out there that love you in this community. And there's something about that, it brings strength, isn't it?
It is.
When you know people care about you and you're at your darkest time. You know, Valentine's Day is a time to reach out to your loved ones and really show them how much you care. But they don't have to always be your family or your close friends. Just somebody that you know is having a holidays, especially somebody like Valentine's Day. A lot of people feel like that... nobody's addressing
alone.
Them. They're just alone in the shuffle of the world. And, you know, sometimes it's just not, hey, you know, I need to give so-and-so a call.
You know, if you can bring a smile and a feel-good moment to a person's life every day, that day is a success. Christine has done that. The people that do this on a volunteer basis are the true heroes. And everybody is important. Mm-hmm. Everybody should be accountable for their lives. They should do the best they can do. And doing the best you can do is all the good Lord asks of us. And that's probably my spirituality in a nutshell right there. Do the best you can do. Love God's people and support them.
Well, what do you think about Ron Fryer?
Not only is he the best newspaper man in my life, there's my sucker.
Yeah.
But Ron Fryer is one of the best human beings in my industry, and I'm honored to call him as one of my best friends. And we've got some big news coming up to be announced with the Murfreesboro Post and the Cannon Courier newspapers. I can't divulge. I wouldn't want Truman Jones to scoop my boss, Ron Fryer, but we can't.
I would never attempt to do that.
Anyway, but Ron is a community-minded person. He had rather have a feature story promoting someone like Christine Huddleston on the front page than a murder story or a political person that's having trouble. We had much rather have the positive stories. You know,
you just hit on the strength of newspapers.
Yeah. Newspapers didn't change with the times, but had we gone that direction 30 years ago, we'd be a lot stronger as an industry nationwide.
I think we may be seeing the downfall of the large newspapers. Of course, that's not nothing new. We've seen it across the country where so many of them have closed down, and especially the major groups. But the local newspapers, if they are local and if they're done correctly, they can still be a major boost for the communities. And I've got to say that Ron Fryer with the Post and with the Cannon County Courier has done just that. When people read a newspaper now, you can pretty much get it online all over the place before it actually comes out in print, which is nothing like cutting your own throat, I've always said. But I think what people really do want is a local newspaper that gives all the things that are going on in their community, and they can do it with the thought of, let's keep our community still well. Let's keep our community alive. Let's be the town crier for all the things that are going on. And if there's something that's not going on in our community that is going the way it should be, let the people know. Let the people get out and make decisions. Just like, you know, I can get on the internet and I can read about Common Core and all the things that are going to end up affecting my community. And if I see that, then the people who like to read the newspapers, which a lot of times are the ones that can think and get out and start attacking the problem, they never get the true story of what's going on. You see other states backing away from Common Core and some of the other things that are going in, the testing and things that are going on in the community, because they see that it's going to be detrimental to education, but not everybody's getting the word, because none of the newspapers, the big newspapers, seem to want to be able to publish that.
They're answerable to the investors.
Yes.
They're not answerable to the community. Last week, I was privileged to do a story on a man named Bobby Womack, and he graduated from old Murfreesboro, Woodbury Central High School. Bobby was an outstanding athlete, a quarterback and a baseball player who had a club foot. Probably had 35 to 40 surgeries up through elementary school years, but yet became an outstanding star athlete.
That's amazing.
And Bobby Womack today is promoting attendance at the Woodbury High School basketball games, girls and boys.
Wish I attended one.
And he's just a great human being. Mm-hmm. Well, there's you another hero in life. Unpaid, didn't seek publicity. I had to talk him into letting me do the story. Mm-hmm. But how he overcame a major disability and everything he achieved was done despite that handicap. And he was a great hitter with these Samsonite and State Farm softball teams.
Oh, wow.
They were, you know, legendary teams back in the 60s and 70s and 80s.
You're talking about Randy King.
Randy King. Yeah. And in fact, Bobby Womack and Randy King played together. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's Randy King. He's going in April into Tennessee Hall of Sports Hall of Fame.
Very well deserved.
Yeah, he's a remarkable man. Another hero. Where'd he come from? A little town called Auburntown.
Where is that?
Yeah. And that,
my brother will whip me if he hears me say that.
The Auburntown lost their high school. Again, we're talking small community high schools. Mm-hmm. Auburntown kept their high school until it burned in the 1970s. But what a great identification tag was that high school was for the little town of Auburntown in the north end. Auburntown is the only other incorporated town in Cannon County, that in Woodbury.
Yeah, it's beautiful country over there. I love it. We want to let you know that this part of Dan Whittle's show is brought to you by Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat. And 7 out of 10 Americans suffer a hearing loss after the age of 50. But there is a way to restore your hearing, and you need to give Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat a call today. Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat has been Rutherford County's trusted provider of taking care of all the coughing, sneezing, stuffed-up feelings for almost 2 decades. Their team of caring physicians, audiologists, nurses, and administrators are standing ready for you and your family so you can improve your style of healthy living. They also have a mobile hearing unit that will actually come to your home, diagnose, and fit you with a hearing device right in the comfort of your living room. Call Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat today at 848-9265. That's 848-9265.
Get out of the house. Turn off the computers, the cell phones, and video games. It's time to create some family memories with your mom, dad, your children, or your spouse. or maybe just spend some quality time with your friends. I'm Randy Boland from Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street between Highway 840 and Thompson Lane. Me and my staff treat people the way we would like to be treated when shopping for fishing, hunting, or shooting supplies. Murfreesboro Outdoors, open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Northwest Broad Street. I'm Randy Boland. Now, turn off the computers and go hunting or fishing.
Hey Murfreesboro, if you need a clean, reliable used car but you've had credit challenges in your past, Easy Auto is now here to help. We are the home of the small down payment, and we've been treating people right in East Tennessee since 1991. And now we're in Murfreesboro. Easy Auto finances your sales tax and registration. You'll also have peace of mind knowing every vehicle comes with a free vehicle history report and goes through a 49-point inspection, including emissions testing. Come see us at 2006 South Church Street or browse our inventory and apply online anytime at easyautoonline.com.
Why not buy the easy way? Just come on down and see today at Easy. We're always on your side at Easy. We help you get your ride.
Sheriff Robert Arnold and the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office School Resource Officer Division welcomes the 9th Annual SRO Special Needs Rodeo, February 28 and March 1 at Miller Coliseum on Thompson Lane. Doors open at 6 p.m. Rodeo begins at 7:30. 800 special needs students from across our county will be our invited guests. Special sponsors this year, AAA Lock and Safe of Murfreesboro and CAD Corps. For more information or ticket sales, contact 904-3066.
Broadcasting to every nook and cranny of Rutherford County's 618 square miles. FM 100.5, 101.9, and AM 1450. The Truman Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
And welcome back with Dan Whittle. I guess we're going to head toward Parsley's today, right?
We're eating catfish today at Parsley's Grocery on John Bragg Highway between Woodbury and Murfreesboro. We'll be meeting Ron Fryer there and probably Bobby Womack and a few friends. And a lot of retired school teachers have lunch there. The famous legendary girls basketball coach at Woodbury High School, he eats there every day.
Harris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good man. And, you know, I like associating with real people doing real things to get through this world. And I like the people that have high responsible jobs mm-hmm. that don't take themselves too serious, but yeah. take what they do for their community serious. I like that.
Well, it's funny that we go down John Bragg Highway to Parsley's when we used to go to all these country stores right here in Rutherford County. I mean, they were all over.
We had a regular schedule, man.
Yes, we had a schedule. We hit Brown Store 1 week, or 1 day, and we go to Midland and Milton and Rockvale.
Midland kept my articles on their walls.
They did.
Showcasing them and everything.
But they made sure that they were, you know, they weren't wore out. They'd take them down after you left.
Yeah, and then they'd find out the next day I was coming, and when they would hear I'm coming through you, they would hang them back up on the wall again to make me think that they really liked my writing. Yeah,
it did kind of affect your writing somewhat when all those stores started to close, didn't it? Because that's where you got 90% of your information. Because
absolutely,
I mean, you can read all these gossip columns and stuff like that in the newspapers. At least you used to be able to. But you didn't have to pick up a newspaper. You just drive out to one of those stores and you'd find out everything that was
everything
going on in the community and their whole background.
Bart Gardens, daddy hung out at Midland store.
Yeah, he did.
And he called it the Midland Country Club.
Yeah.
Well, people in Murfreesboro thought there was a golf course out there, but it's just together.
Well, they still have a Walter Hill Country Club.
Do they?
Yeah.
And let's see, Mr. Roman ran the store.
Yeah.
Willard Roman. And it was, getting back to our schools and these country stores, there was a togetherness in these small communities that mm-hmm. we're losing, and I hate to see that.
I think one of the strongest and one of the last bastions of it was probably Las Casas.
Brown Store.
Yeah, Brown Store, and then you had the school over there, and it seemed like everybody was part of the community.
Las Casas and Brown Store was internationally famous because of the Arthur Godfrey Show on radio and TV back in the early 1950s. The producer of that show in New York was from Las Casas.
Wow.
And they would have something about Las Casas and Ben Brown, mm-hmm. and his old coal stove and biscuits and sausage and biscuits. They'd have something on about Las Casas every week.
There's something about Las Casas that was different because the store was not part of the state of Tennessee government. You remember that?
Yeah.
John Bragg had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, they were exempt from being inspected in the food division of Brown Store, and that eliminated Melinda Mo Brown from having to do the inspecting.
Yeah, I still miss talking with Mo. Well, Dan, we've got a caller on the line right at the end of the show. Caller, welcome aboard with Dan Whittle.
Well, thank you, and a blessing to all of you. Jimmy Stubblefield, and I just wanted to know if little Danny Boy would be our Valentine today.
You know, I bet he would, Roger. I don't think there's any doubt about it. He's always available for any type of...
Especially if it involves a free lunch.
Hey, are you guys going out to the store today?
No, I've got to go out to Walter Hill and take cookies to the little niece's Valentine.
All right.
Oh, man.
That's a good thing, but I am very humbled to be y'all's Valentine today, Roger Haley. Thank you, boy.
Hey, appreciate both of you. Y'all have a great day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and Jim, too, Roger, and thank you very much for calling.
You too, Truman.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was the great, famous Roger Haley, who is enjoying life to the fullest.
They helped establish the preserve the wetlands here in Murphy Springs,
yes.
And that is a photography mecca right here in downtown Murfreesboro. We go out there, that's my hobby, is outdoor photography. We get some of the most beautiful nature pictures out there. And they preserve that wetlands right behind the Children's Discovery Center, and due to Roger Haley and Congressman Gordon and Kent Seidler mainly, and the city councilman.
Don't forget Jim. Jim just called in for you.
That's right. Stubblefield, he played a big role in
it. He sure did.
And in the greenways, too.
Yeah. And Roger Haley did so much for the city of Murfreesboro, and I don't think that the people here could ever thank him enough.
No, and I've always thought Rogers was a lot smarter than he looked, too.
Well, I don't know. He looks pretty smart.
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He really does.
All right.
He looks like a geek. We will see you guys. Let's see. This is Friday. We'll see you Monday morning at 9:00.